I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Former President Trump will sit for a deposition today in the New York Attorney General's investigation into his business practices. Joining us live on our line to the White House, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, what does the AG's office in New York want to know?
Well, this is, it looks like the culmination or nearing the culmination of a long investigation being conducted by the New York State Attorney General into whether the Trump Organization artificially inflated the value of Trump properties to essentially defraud lenders and, in fact, the IRS and or New York State tax officials. And you may know that Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump have already been deposed in this case. Today, Donald Trump himself will answer questions under oath from the New York State Attorney General. So this is an opportunity for the Attorney General's office to ask questions about how the real estate mogul valued his assets like golf courses and skyscrapers. And I can tell you that authorities in New York State are going to be very carefully scrutinizing the former president's answers, because remember, he will be testifying under oath.
It was only Wednesday, and this has been a week for Mr. Trump. There's Republican outrage snowballing over Monday's raid at his estate in Mar-a-Lago. Some Trump allies are going so far as to call for the dismantling of the FBI. Can we expect to hear anything from the FBI and their decision to search Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, there's no indication at this point, Carol, that the Justice Department or the FBI are prepared to or are ready to or are about to share publicly any of their rationale, thinking, decision-making, what have you, at this moment. At a certain point, if they decide to pursue charges, you can imagine that we'll learn more. But for the moment, this remains under investigation and under seal. The Trump side of this has received the warrant that the agents showed up with on Monday night, or Monday morning, I should say, but they have not released that publicly, except all we've heard is from the former president and his attorneys about what the search was like, and the word that they did remove documents. And the suggestion has been floated by sources that this has to do with missing documents that may be classified that were kept at Mar-a-Lago after the former president left office. We know that there was some cooperation that was underway earlier this summer or late spring, where FBI agents were actually at Mar-a-Lago by invitation. That led to Monday's involuntary search and seizure. And so we're all waiting to see what's going to happen next. But I will tell you, you're absolutely right to note it. Republicans who are deeply suspicious of what's going on here demand answers. And increasingly, without those answers, the legitimacy of the decision-making is being called into question.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy live on our line to the White House this morning.